and tear on your body. Now offering massage appointments until 6:30 most evenings at Dunham Fritz Chiropractic.
Dunham Fritz Chiropractic.
And welcome. It is another Ask Animal Clinic, the Vet Show with Dr. Ashley Lottie Hoff. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous.
Perfect.
Wednesday. It is. And of course, we love for you, the listener, to chime in, participate in this program. It works best when...
Keeps things interesting.
It does. Spices it up a little bit. So you can email askanimalclinicthevet@gmail.com. You can stop by, fill out a little, almost like a little registration slip on the counter.
Just a piece of paper.
Suggestions for the show. You can get on Facebook. You can message them that way. You can call the clinic. So
yes.
you have no excuse not to ask.
Absolutely.
Ask the doc. She's here and she's excited to answer any questions. But we kind of did a little teaser at the end of the show.
We did. I think that's maybe the first time we've ever done that.
We teased an upcoming program, and we're going to talk about Halloween.
Can you believe it's Halloween season already?
By the way, to answer your question, no. But by the way, Halloween, my favorite holiday. I know officially it's not a holiday.
We call it a holiday.
When I was a kid, what's not to love? You get to dress up like whatever you want. Run around the neighborhood in the dark.
And get candy. What was your favorite costume you ever had growing up?
Favorite costume I ever had, I made it myself.
You did?
I did.
Wow.
I took cardboard boxes.
Yeah.
I spray painted them like metallic.
Yeah.
And made a robot.
Nice.
Robot out of it.
Way to go.
It was unbelievable. However, I was huffing paint the whole night.
Oh, I bet.
I may have passed out somewhere along.
Little headache along the way.
Well, you know, the altitude in Colorado is, and then I was, huffing that metallic paint.
But I bet you looked great.
I looked pretty good. And I had to talk like this. I would like some candy, please. That does not compute. I don't want candy apples. Thank you.
That's good.
Yeah. So I was like 8 or 9.
Yeah. It's classic.
Crazy. What was yours?
I feel like I was either always a clown or a doctor. But I have to say, I don't remember the costume, but looking back at my pictures, it was my favorite. When I was just a little chunky baby, my mom made me a devil costume.
Wow.
Yeah.
So,
it was pretty funny.
That was, do you know?
I had little horns and a tail. And
okay, I'm going to date myself, and you're not going to know who this person is. Okay. Do you know who Evel Knievel is?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was Evel Knievel one year.
Nice.
Yeah.
Look at you.
I had the little crash helmet. And
Kids are Harry Potter themed this year. So
how cool.
Yeah. My oldest is going to be Hermione.
Yeah.
And then my youngest is going to be Harry Potter's owl.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's very good.
I told my husband, he was like, her who? Like, he is not.
He's not into
No. He's like, I have no idea who that is.
Like, what are you talking about? Okay. So I've got a survey about pet costumes.
This is very cool.
All right. The news, this is brand new from the National Retail Federation. It reveals that Americans will spend, now this is through the whole country, $490 million on Halloween costumes for their pets.
It's impressive.
Yeah, this year. Other findings, 51% of dog owners plan to dress their dog up in a Halloween costume this year.
That's a bit higher than I expected.
I agree with you. The average dog owner will spend about $20 on their pet's Halloween costume. And the most popular outfits for your little doggy, witches and ghosts.
So I can definitely see witches. The hats are adorable, right?
Uh-huh. Right.
But how do you do a ghost? I can't imagine that you can just like throw a sheet on top of your pet.
Pillowcase.
And make little leg holes. You've been thinking of that, haven't you?
I've got this.
So you were going to tell us what George's
costume
was.
George is going to be a caterpillar.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I like it.
And I'm not
sure. Does it have a hood?
It does.
Those are my favorite.
It does have a hood. And we're past the trick-or-treating stage because my daughter is 15, although she did go trick-or-treating last year, which I don't really care for. If you're over like 13, I think.
That's right. It's harmless.
I think you need to stay home.
It's harmless fun.
Hand out candy. But George will be greeting.
You're being a Scrooge.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. George will be greeting trick-or-treaters as a caterpillar.
That's adorable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to be an apple. So he will be the caterpillar with the apple.
That's really cute.
Yeah.
I need to see pictures of this.
It'll be very interesting.
It's like the hungry, hungry caterpillar.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So anyway, we were going to talk about Halloween and your pet.
Yep.
So what specifically are
we? So we're going to start out with candy. That's the most obvious.
Right.
Correct? So majority of the candies are not safe for your pets. What's the first thing you think of with Halloween candy that is not good for pets?
Gouda cheese.
I knew you were going to say that. I don't know if you guys remember, but a few shows ago, we were talking about things that are not safe for your pet to eat. And Kyle randomly said Gouda cheese. I think this is my favorite show memory ever.
I'm guessing chocolate.
Chocolate,
is not good for your pet.
It's the first thing that you think of is chocolate. So chocolate can cause toxicity in your pet. We've talked about this before. Do you remember the worst kind of chocolate?
Dark chocolate.
Yes. So the darker the chocolate, the more toxic it can be. White chocolate is essentially not real chocolate. We've talked about that before as well. We don't want them eating a lot of it because it is high in fat and calories and they're little. We can get GI upset. So vomiting, diarrhea, potentially pancreas issues if they have sensitivities to that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But you definitely want to be careful about solid chocolate. So the Hershey bars, that's a lot of just plain chocolate versus a candy bar that has, that thin chocolate coating.
Yeah.
Or, mass amounts of Hershey's Kisses or M&M's, but especially anything with dark chocolate.
Okay. We're going to take a break
here. We'll talk more about candy.
Yeah, we're going to talk about candy when we come back.
Hi, this is Dr. Dennis Drager. Here at Animal Clinic The Vet, we have four veterinarians that work together to offer your pet the best possible medical care. Doctors Drager, Lottiehoff, Heinrichs, and Anderson have over 55 years of combined experience. We use in-clinic diagnostic tools, including blood analysis, ultrasound, and digital x-ray. We offer laser and orthopedic surgeries and acupuncture. The Vet is a one-stop shop for your pet, offering veterinary services, boarding, and grooming.
Animal Clinic The Vet is now open Monday through Saturday. Visit vcahospitals.com for a list of hours and services or to schedule an appointment for your VIP.
Bring your VIP, very important pet, to The Vet at 507 West High in Marshalltown.
Welcome back, Ask Animal Clinic, The Vet Show. Kyle Martin here and Dr. Ashley Lottiehoff. We are talking about candy and the potential dangers of your pet getting in to some of that Halloween candy.
Gotta watch out for the chocolate.
Yeah.
So some of the symptoms you might notice if your pet gets into some chocolate and you're not aware, first of all, they're going to be kind of hyper. That caffeine and that theobromine, it makes them a little bit crazy. So fun fact, in vet school, they would give us little baggies of candy during Halloween week, right? And my friend actually stuck hers in her backpack. And then we threw our bags in her house. And then we went and did a wet lab. And we came back. And she had wrappers everywhere. So her dog had unzipped her bag, got the Ziploc bag of candy out, opened it, and eaten all of the candy, but somehow not the wrappers. Like, they can be very precise when they want to be. And it was a beagle. And her older beagle was just laying on the couch, chilling, totally fine. And the beagle that got into the candy was literally zooming up and down the walls, like going crazy. So you might think it's okay in a zipper bag or a lower cabinet, but they can be pretty determined when they can smell stuff. And their noses are so much better than ours.
Right.
So the things you watch for is activity, hyperactivity or increased activity, kind of just bouncing off the walls. But then we can also see super high, fast heart rates from the chocolate toxicity, and then also vomiting, diarrhea, and then kind of on the opposite side of the spectrum, if they've ingested way too much, they can actually be seizure-like activity, and then also really just super lethargic. Wow. So be careful with the chocolate.
Yeah. Yeah. Is there any other candy?
It's a good question. So another whole group of candies that you have to be careful about is anything that's sugar-free. I think we've talked about this before, but the xylitol that's in a lot of the sugar-free candies is actually super dangerous for dogs, for pets in general. But dogs will actually, for whatever reason, it makes their body go into hypoglycemia. So it drastically reduces their blood sugar, which is very dangerous. We can see seizure activity, comatose. You know, if left untreated and unnoticed, it could potentially cause death. So watch out for the sugar-free candies as well.
Wow.
Okay. That goes for sugar-free gum. You got to watch out for your gum.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Yeah. Very dangerous.
So especially be careful of sugar-free.
So keep it up high. I recommend keep it up high in a cupboard.
On the fridge.
Inside the fridge if you need to. Somewhere where they can't get at it. In the microwave. Like, you know, keep it locked up. Pets are very determined when it comes to those kinds of things.
Yeah, I remember when I was a kid and I would sell those World's Greatest Chocolate Bars for Little League.
Yep.
Remember? Yeah, and they still do that.
Absolutely.
You know, kids will come and it'll sell for the Optimist or whatever. And we had a whole box of them, and they were the ones, chocolate bars with almonds, and they were fantastic. But for some reason, I left them in my closet.
Oops.
And I put them just down on the floor of my closet, and my dog got in there and somehow got in and pretty much ate the whole thing. And she was fine, but sick. You've heard the expression sick as a dog, obviously. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Poor thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I owed a lot of money.
I bet you did. For a chocolate you didn't even get to eat.
It was like $5 a chocolate bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they're big.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another thing, if you have a gulper, you know, a dog that just inhales, my dog just swallows whatever. She doesn't hardly taste it. Those wrappers don't break down very well. So if they swallow whole pieces of candy, there's another concern for obstruction, GI obstruction. So got to be careful.
Got to be careful.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
What other things do you think we need to worry about at Halloween time?
I would think that the constant ringing of the doorbell would drive my...
You are nailing it on the quiz
holy
today.
Holy smokes.
Except for Gouda cheese.
Well, it's always going to be my go-to answer.
It's always
going to
be Gouda cheese.
Yeah. George heard a doorbell on a television show the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Ran to the front door.
Yeah.
I'm like... Stupid dog.
There's nobody here.
That was on the TV. So, yeah. I mean, and they start barking, going.
So, anxiety in general. Yeah, we talked about, if they have a hard time with visitors or doorbell ringing, and they get themselves all worked up, and that just happens once in a great while, imagine how much more worked up they're going to be if that doorbell is ringing every 5 minutes. That's going to be a long few hours, and they're going to get themselves all worked up. So we kind of have a couple of recommendations for that. We kind of treat it like a thunderstorm anxiety, right? So
Thunder shirt.
You can try a thunder shirt, absolutely. Or you can try the other recommendations we've had where you put them in an interior room where there's no windows or in the basement. You play the music or a TV show or something. Play it kind of loud so they don't hear it as much. Or just put a sign over your doorbell that says, don't ring the doorbell. Maybe leave the door open if you have them put away in a room so that they can't escape. Or set the candy bowl outside and say, just take one. And if they take it all, then you're done. Or sit outside and hand the candy out outside.
Yeah.
So you definitely have to be aware of your pet's anxieties. It's a lot of visitors in a short amount of time. If you know your dog has problems with territorial aggression, you definitely don't want a bunch of little kids in masks and costumes that your dog is like, what is happening, right? Robots and zombies and witches, they have no idea what's happening. That territorial aggression could be even worse. The last thing you want is to take a fun holiday and then have your dog, without meaning to, bite somebody because they've walked into your house and the dog is protecting their environment and they are dressed in a strange costume and they have no idea what's happening. If you know that's the case, keep your dog in a room with the door shut. Just eliminate that possible interaction.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What else?
So escaping, that's another thing we worry about. You know, if you are sitting inside waiting for the trick-or-treaters to come and then you open the door, you got to worry about your pet darting outside. When there's a lot of traffic and people dressed up and it's dark, that's not the ideal time to try to go outside and chase your pet around. I mean, never is a good time, but yeah, it's definitely not the best of times.
All right.
So you got
to
be careful.
Okay, let's take our final break. You are listening to Ask Animal Clinic the Vet Show.
Hi, this is Dr. Dennis Drager. Here at Animal Clinic the Vet, we have four veterinarians that work together to offer your pet the best possible medical care. Doctors Drager, Lottiehoff, Heinrichs, and Anderson have over 55 years of combined experience. We use in-clinic diagnostic tools, including blood analysis, ultrasound, and digital x-ray. We offer laser and orthopedic surgeries and acupuncture. The Vet is a one-stop shop for your pet, offering veterinary services, boarding, and grooming.
Animal Clinic The Vet is now open Monday through Saturday. Visit vcahospitals.com for a list of hours and services or to schedule an appointment for your VIP.
Bring your VIP, very important pet, to The Vet at 507 West High in Marshalltown.
It's 8:50. Kyle Martin along with Dr. Ashley Lottiehoff. It is our Ask Animal Clinic the Vet Show. We need you to participate. Now, the way you do that is you email askanimalclinicthevet@gmail.com. You can go into the clinic, fill out a little registration box form there. You can get on Facebook, ask them a question. You can...
And just follow our Facebook page. We have some fun stuff up there.
Yeah, how come you're laughing at me?
I was just, I totally was laughing at you.
I look over, I'm doing the introduction, and I look over out of the corner of my eye, because she is sitting to my right here in the studio, and you're giggling at me.
I was just thinking about candy in our discussion last week that you had no idea that Almond Joy... So we need him to sing the jingle.
I was called out on that a little earlier before you came in. And he's like, how do you not know the difference between almond?
They literally have almond in the name. So it just made me giggle.
I'm sorry. I'm just going to tell you, in Colorado where I grew up, Almond Joys were outlawed. So we did not.
That's not true.
No, you're right. It's not true. So we got the knockoff Almond Joys.
just with no almond in the name.
They were from Dollar General, and they weren't really Almond Joys. Anywho, yeah, I'm sorry.
That's all right. It's just funny. I was just laughing, thinking about it.
Yeah, I'm serious. I did not know.
I know. That's what makes it even more funny, that you were legitimately surprised.
I was shocked there was no almonds.
Oh, gosh.
All right.
It's classic.
Yeah.
Anyway, what were we talking about?
I have no idea.
Oh, hey, I forgot to mention before the break when we were talking about ways to help your pet with that situational anxiety. So the doorbell ringing and the visitors. If the Thundershirt you've tried before and it doesn't work, or if you are still worried about putting them in an interior room that they're still going to get themselves all worked up, just like we use for fireworks anxiety, there are short-acting anti-anxiety medications that we can prescribe for your pet to help if they really, really get themselves worked up. You know, it's a pill that you give. It can last for anywhere from 4 to 6 hours. You know, it's not a full-blown sedative. It just helps take the edge off. So if your pet, you're really concerned about how they're going to stress themselves out over all the visitors, it's something to consider. You have about a week. Halloween's next week, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You have about a week to think about it, and then let us know.
They're doggy downers? Is that what you're saying?
Well, it's...
It will calm them.
Yeah. We use it a lot for travel anxiety as well. You know, if your pet really doesn't handle the car very well, it's a good alternative to help them travel and be less stressed. But especially fireworks, you know, they they really fly off the shelf. Fireworks and thunderstorms.
Yeah. Do you think, I'm just going to ask you this, and I think I know what your answer is going to be. But do you think as a society we are worried way too much about the anxiety of our pets? Because there is it's a whole cottage industry here.
There's a lot of anti-anxiety products for pets.
Holy smokes, yeah. There are, yeah.
You know, I have to say that I think as a whole, we are very, very busy. So our pets are potentially getting less exercise and less attention. So they have more energy and have more kind of generalized anxieties, right? So when I started, Dr. Drager, and I still, this is one of my favorite phrases of his, a tired dog is a happy dog, right? So you're going to love your dog if they're tired. You know, if they get all their energy expended, they're going to be a great family dog because they're not going to be bouncing off the walls. So they need to be active. They need to be exercised. But people are busy. I mean, I have a lab, and she definitely doesn't do nearly as much activity as she should, and I'm perfectly honest about that with my clients. Yes, she gets people food on occasion. Yes, she's a little chunky. I realize I should walk her more, but it's hard. You know, you work, and then you have kids, and you get home, and you have homework, and supper time, and then bedtime, and, you know, we'll play fetch with her in the yard, and she's a great family dog most of the time, but she is very hyper. But I feel like as a whole, we're just more aware of pets' anxieties. And I think more and more of our pets are just a part of our family versus just being kind of just a pet or a protector or, you know, like a farm dog. We have a lot more pets that are what we consider a part of our family, and we want them to be more comfortable. So,
you know what I discovered last week after you left the show?
What?
That we were giggling so hard about a Chusky.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It is an actual breed of dog.
What is it, a Chow Husky?
It is a Chow Chow. It's a mix, a cross between a Chow Chow and a Siberian Husky. So here we were.
Giggling about chunky huskies. But it's actually a breed. I love it.
It actually is a breed of dog.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm showing you a photo right now.
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
That's funny.
We were totally, we thought we had stumbled on some kind of funny phrase.
Yeah. Or, I like how Google says, did you mean husky, not chusky? That's funny.
No, it's an actual dog. So,
you know, I love the names that they come up with for the designer breeds. You know, anything with a poodle is a doodle. Those are great.
Yeah.
Schnoodle. Schnauzer, yeah. Poodle. Those are fun. Yeah.
But anyway. So it's a real dog.
Yep.
So if anybody out there has a Chusky,
send us a picture.
Yeah, they weigh anywhere from 40 to 65 pounds.
Yeah.
And apparently they are a fun and curious dog, according to Google.
I bet.
If you come across one in your practice,
I will take a picture for you.
Yeah, call me.
Yeah.
Anyway,
come quick. We have a Chusky.
Oh, my God. Goodness, get over here. We've got a couple minutes here.
I'd like to make an announcement before we go off.
Yeah.
Anybody that is a client, this Saturday we're closing at noon because Dr. Heinrichs is getting married.
What?
Yeah.
How come I didn't get the invite?
The whole clinic is going to the wedding. We're very excited. So we are closing at noon on Saturday for the big wedding.
Okay. What is her married name going to be?
Bloomquist. Yep. So she'll be Dr. Bloomquist.
Dr. Bloomquist.
Yep. Yep. Okay. She even admitted that she will still answer to Dr. Heinrichs. So if you forget, it's fine. She'll still be the same person, just a new name.
Pretty sure my invite got lost in the mail.
It must have.
Must have.
Bummer.
That's okay. So you're closing at noon, but what are your normal hours?
Monday, Wednesday, Friday from 7 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Tuesday and Thursday from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. And then Saturday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m.
There you go.
Yeah.
That is our Ask Animal Clinic the Vet show. You did a great job.
Hey,
as always.
Thanks.
All right. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Kitchen and laundry made easy.